Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Hi! You girls made it! Give yourselves a hand! I know it's hard in the middle of the week. I'm going to move this closer, girls. I'm going to move it closer because I like being with the girls. Hi, if you don't know who I am, my name is Pastor Jess, and I am the, I don't even know what I am here. I'm just Pastor Jess, all right? And I'm the lead pastor here, I guess lead senior, I don't know. Senior seems so like senior. So I don't know, I don't really care what you call me, you can call me Jess, okay? And so we're just, I'm one of the biggest servants here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, and I'm here to love you, and I'm so honored that I get to inherit something that has been so nurtured and groomed and built and blessed called the Women Rock Ministry around here. And I know I don't stand on this platform without somebody going before me and paying a price, and her name is Deborah Cobray, right over there. And so, Mom, stand up because it's Mother's Day. Come on, stand up. You built this. We're here because of you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day. I may not get to do that this weekend because my dad is going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 5:30 in the morning, right? On his knee. And so we don't know if they're going to make it to church on Sunday. And then my mother-in-law, where is she at? Sue, I see you. This is my mother-in-law. Stand up so they can see how cute you are. And I'm just so blessed to be surrounded by women, strong women, women that love the Lord, women that said no to hell and yes to Jesus, and decided to just put their feet in the ground and say, Daniel, you're going to be raised this way whether you like it or not. And Jess, you're going to be raised this way whether you like it or not. And I don't care if I'm your friend, and I don't care if I'm popular, but you will serve God one day. And so I'm here because of the prayers of my mom. Dan is here because of the prayers of his mom. And so I just love moms. How many of you are mamas in this house? Awesome. Now, all of you tonight, I want you to just take a deep breath. When I walked in the door, I looked tore up. Okay, the hair went frizzy because what is going on with this weather? The boys had to go to soccer tonight. Chloe had to get some food through a drive-thru. And I'm like, why do you have to eat right now? Seriously? It's never dull, right? Our job never ends. But you know, heaven is looking down and going, well done. Well done, moms. Well done. And so I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you. I love you so much. If you come this weekend, we have some stuff planned for you during church, okay? So you're going to be blessed and honored. Bring your kids. Let's get them saved if they're not. And I believe God has something for us. So we are in Proverbs 31. Now, some of you are like, yay, because you know who you are. Some of you are like, I do not like that girl in Proverbs 31. I don't know who she is. And so, as you can see, these are our shirts, and we got a new spring color. I call this our Irish edition because my beautiful Julia over here loves green. And so I am her. Some of you go, who is her? Her is you, girlfriend. And her is Proverbs 31. And her is who God put inside of you that you don't even know is there. And you're about to be introduced to who you really are tonight. This is going to be part two of who you are. And because of who you are, you get to be that example to the women around you. And so I know God has a word for you tonight. I want you to get your notepads and your pens out. I don't know if I'm going to get through it all, but we will get as far as we can, and we'll pick up next time around. How many of you are in your city circles and you're going over this material? I'd like to see a hand of city circle girls that have met. Awesome. Have you enjoyed it? Have you enjoyed your time together?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, girls that aren't in city circles, try, and they just meet like at a coffee shop. They meet like for 1 hour. You could get 1 hour away from the kids and the husband, and they just talk about Jesus, and then they go on their merry way, and then we love each other, and we got it done, and you're a better wife when you step in the door at home, all right? So you need each other. Go to a city circle. Sign up tonight. And let's pray. Let's get into the word. Lord, we just love you so much. And God, we honor you. Lord, I ask that you would speak through me, that you would wear me well, Holy Spirit, that you'd say what needs to be said. And Lord, I pray that your word would go forth and it would not just fall on deaf ears, but God, Lord, that they would have ears to hear and hearts to receive, God, on good soil. And Lord, we thank you that you will produce out of this message your goodness and your glory in our lives. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, so last time we went through Proverbs 31, starting at verse 10. Now, what it is, Proverbs 31 is the last book. I said this, so I'll just kind of do a quick review. I believe God is amazing and he's intentional and he knows exactly what he's doing. And when God was creating all of the earth in the very beginning, you know what God ended with? Woman. Right? Because you got to end with the best. And then woman goes and messes things up. And I love how my mom says it, but then he comes all the way back around full circle and he gives Mary the baby and he rekindles that he reunites that relationship. He restores back what the enemy has broken. But not just that. You stop in Proverbs and guess what God does at the end of Proverbs? He talks about woman. He talked about women, wisdom, the whole time in Proverbs. And then he ends with a wise woman. I want you to say, I am a wise woman.
I am a wise woman.
Some of you are going, I'm saying this, but I don't really think so. But you know what? You're going to find out you are. You are a wise woman because God created us that way. And I believe this is a beautiful picture of Jesus and us. This is a beautiful picture of what God wants his girls to step into and to understand that these are natural things inside of us that our society today is saying, no, girlfriend, that's not cool. You don't have to be that girl. You can be whatever you want. Yeah, you can. But God has also put things inside of us that we need to begin to celebrate again. Motherhood has been stolen from us. Motherhood has been looked down upon and stripped away from us as something exciting or something that is annoying. It's actually a gift from heaven. Did you know that? Your children are gifts. Marriage, I know marriage. You've probably seen so many broken, horrible marriages. But I'm here to tell you they're not all that way. That God did have a plan for marriage between a man and a woman. And when they come and they join together and they do it his way, not their way, his way. Then God gets in the middle of it, it becomes a three-chord strand that cannot be broken. And so there's wisdom for your marriage today. Maybe you're sitting here and you're a single girl. And last time we learned that Proverbs 31 was not just about the wife. And God used the word wife, but we replaced the word wife for woman because here was Ruth. And here was a single woman. And God said a virtuous woman is this woman in Proverbs 31. But he also talked about Ruth. It was the same Hebrew word, and it meant the same thing. And here she was a single woman, a virtuous woman, a woman of wisdom. You see, God is speaking to every girl in this room, whether you are older or younger, whether you are single or married. This is your description, this is your story, and this is who you are. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and his name is I Am. And I Am lives within you, and you are her. And you are nothing apart from who he is. So Proverbs 31 is a beautiful story, a beautiful journey of who we are as women. Now, Proverbs 31 is not, are you ready for this? It is not a job description for women, nor is it a shopping list for men. It is an example of an abundance, the abundance God gives us over time as we grow to know and love him more and more. I love that. As a single woman or a married woman, it is a good reminder that you, I love this, I'm getting older. Maybe I need the glasses. I told Dan he needed them. Okay. Do you like his new glasses, by the way? I'm so random. As a single woman, that you are a married woman, it is a good reminder that your husband and your kids are not a prerequisite to receive all that God has for you in your life. You can read Proverbs 31 and go, well, I'm not that girl. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. Like, I guess this isn't talking to me. That I don't want you to turn off. I want you to flip your switch in your brain, and I want you to turn it on. Because it's not just about that. God is talking to each and every one of us tonight, and I believe he has a God word for you. This week, I was having a really hard time being a woman. Does anybody else have a hard time being a woman sometimes? I went to the throne room, and I was complaining about who I was. God, I don't think I'm a good enough mom. You know, I don't know if I'm doing this mom thing right with these kids/teenagers. What if I screw them up? What if I'm not enough for them? Yada, yada, yada. Do you ever pray those prayers to God? Yeah. Is it just Pastor Jess?
No.
God, I don't think I'm a good enough wife. You know, I'm getting irritated with him and he's kind of like bugging. And I know it's not him, it's actually me, God. You know, does anybody else talk about that to God? How about this? You know, God, I don't even want to look in the mirror because I don't like what I've become. I don't like the shape of my body. I don't like my hair. I don't like this. I don't like that. We can rip ourselves apart. And here was Pastor Jess. Yep, I'm just normal like all of you. And I said, I don't like me, God. And he said, well, I do. And he began to defend my complaints. He began to, what are you saying right now? And I said, I don't think I'm a good enough mom. He goes, oh, I know you're a good enough mom. I've called you to love those kids. I brought them into this world through you. And I've given you every tool you need to raise each of them in their own unique way and for who they are. And so when you don't think you can, remember I can. And I was like, yes, God, okay. And I said, Lord, what about my marriage? You know, here I am getting so irritable with Dan. And we just are always with people and we're always with kids. And my mother-in-law said to us, go away, you two. Go away. I will stay with the kids overnight. And I got to look in those big brown eyes again. And we got to laugh again. And we got to talk again. And the Lord said, see. And I'm like, we do love each other. So much can come between that marriage, right? Because we're doing it all. And then, I'm not a good enough boss, God. I want to be a mentor, but I also am like conflict management woman all the time. I can't do both, and there's not enough time in a day. And God said, what you can't carry, I'll pick up and carry the rest. Put it back in my hands. They're going to be okay. They were my kids first. You see, God had an answer for me through every single one of my complaints. Today, can you think about some of your complaints of womanhood? I heard this one recently. Why do I have so many kids? I was with someone and they were like, why do I have so many kids? And I wanted to say, you wanted this. Do you remember you wanted this? Like, because with every prayer does come a consequence. You see, we are in the hand of God as women. And God loves us so very much. And no matter how we see ourselves, God wants us to remind ourselves of how he sees us. Because it's not about what God sees, or it's not about what we see about ourselves. It's about what God sees in us and through us. What God has placed inside of you is him. And in him, you will be the best mom you can ever be. You'll be the best wife you can ever be. You'll be the best boss, the best employee. You'll be the best daughter-in-law. You'll be the best whatever it is you need to be for that moment and that time. If you press in and you tap in to who you are in Christ as a Proverbs 31 girl. So we're going to move on to Proverbs 31, 16 through 24. Okay, we're going to hit all these verses tonight, and we're going to just study it. We're going to find out who this girl is. You ready, girls? How many working women do I have in this room? Working women. All right. Girls, these are our scriptures, okay? You ready? Verse 16, it says, she considers a field and buys it. For her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff and her hand holds a spindle. She extends her hand to the poor and yes, she reaches, ooh, I love that, out her hand to the needy. Ooh, that's a good woman, right? Verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household. We don't really know what that means, but it gets really cold when it snows, all right? But we'll get back to that point. For all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself, and her clothing is fine and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. I don't know about you, but she sounds busy, right? Does she sound like maybe she could be a tired girl? Maybe, I remember last time I preached, I said, you know, God said that we're multitaskers and we can do it, but he did not ever say anywhere in the scripture that it's not okay to cry along the way. Okay, so just do it, girlfriend. Even if you have some tears coming out, you just work hard because that's who we are. And so we're going to step into this. I am a Proverbs 31 girl. What does that mean? That means I am, so we're going to start every point with I am. I want you to say I am an on-purpose kind of woman. I'm an on-purpose kind of woman. Proverbs 31:16, she considers a field and she buys it from her prophet. She plants a vineyard. The Hebrew's letter for this is azan, and it looks like a sword. Now, I love swords because they are so fierce and they're so strong and they represent so many things. The sword represents the slashing of the religious traditions back in these times when women could not have a business or work in the business place. It also shows aggression, right? If you see a sword, it's usually in a form of a battle. And that means that she is not afraid to go and she's not afraid to do. I love that. Are you a go kind of girl? Are you a do, get it done type of woman? So is she. We are designed for accomplishment. Did you know that? So when you feel like I'm a failure, I want you to remember, no, God said I designed you to accomplish. So you may feel this way, but feelings have nothing to do with who you really are. So we are designed to accomplish some things. I love that. We are engineered for success. Ooh, I'll take that. How many of you want are a businesswoman and you need to have some success? We are endowed with a seed of greatness, and anything less is simply unacceptable in our lives. I don't know about you, but you're like, really? I'm that girl? I sat there studying this week feeling like, I'm so sorry, God. As I am going into these scriptures, and after I just complained, and after I just told him who I thought I was, and yet God is going, hold on, successful woman who considers a field and goes out and buys it, who doesn't even understand that that is not a normal thing, but you're a go-getter, you're the one that gets it done, you're the one that sees it and says, we're gonna do this, we're gonna make this happen, we're gonna make this work, we're gonna get it done. Have you ever gone through a day and you've gotten so many things done on your list, you're going, I'm really proud of myself. Like, check, 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 check. I'm a list girl. So like, in my head, I have lists. And if there are things at the end of the list, at the end of the day, I'm like, we didn't do them. Now my husband has come along and said, it's okay. After 18 years, I've learned to release. But we are on purpose kind of women. We count the cost. Do you ever do something without counting the cost? No, you're counting the cost. You're going to the grocery store and you're going to find the best deal and you're going to find what you need for the price that you need it, right? You're counting the cost. Okay, the kids need this and where can I go shopping? And you're going to look on every internet site to find out where you can get the best deal and you are not going to waste your time. I am the girl walking through Target on my phone to see if I can find a better deal, right? Because I'm going to count the cost. I'm going to count the cost in a business transaction. We have some business stuff. We do real estate on the side. And so we had some business things going on, Dan and I. And we sat down when we got to go on our date. We finally got to talk about it. And I'm like, we need to count the cost of every option. Because I'm going to feel more comfortable when I know what the cost is. I'm not going to jump into something than when I don't know the cost that it's going to take. You see, she counts the cost. I love that about her. I love that about who we are, girls. And we evaluate the circumstances and we move forward with wisdom to bring profit. I don't know about you, but I can't do this on my own, and wisdom comes from God. And last time we talked about the girl is somebody who relies on God. Do you remember that first point? You are a woman who relies on God. And when wisdom needs to come, you can go to the throne room and you can ask. In that business dealing, I sat up before Dan got up and I went into a private room and I just started praying. I said, Lord, this is what I would like, but I don't care what I would like. I need to know what you want. What's gonna benefit us? What's gonna benefit our future? What's gonna benefit the church? What's gonna benefit life? Because I don't want something that's selfish. I want something that's gonna be a generosity for others. And the Lord began to give me the new plan. And it was like, thank you, God. Because even though I count the cost, I need the wisdom of heaven to come down and touch me. And I need to know that the good things that I'm reaching out for, that God is in them and that he's got a plan for them. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for you to prosper. She is looking to expand. You know, we don't want to just stay little. How many of you have been at home? Have you ever been at home with a sick kid? And you're like, anything, I will go to the grocery store to get out of this house after 4 days, right? Like, you are stuck inside those four walls and you prayed that house in, but at this point you're like, get me out of this place. I never have to see this thing again. Because when you are with a sick child and you could go nowhere and you've had no adult conversation, right? You will do anything. You are looking to expand your day. What are you looking to expand in life? I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to write them down. Because when you go home, I want you to ask yourself some of these goal-setting questions. What needs to expand in your life? You go, I haven't even thought about expanding. I've lived in the same city. I've lived in the same neighborhood. I've actually never really done things outside of my box and my family's box. Girlfriend, I'm telling you, get outside the box. Expand your borders. Go see what God has for you. You see, God says the world is so big, I created it all. It's all yours. Go play. Go find me. Go see what I'm doing. See how I'm moving across the earth. See what God's doing inside the missionary lives. See what God is doing in other churches. See what God is doing in your family. See what God wants to do in your business, with your children, with your marriage. Expand. Don't stay little. Don't stay little-minded, because God's not a little-minded God. And he's saying, I recognize this girl because she wants to expand. Because she counts the cost, because she goes there and she's ready to do something beyond her capacity. I love that. She's ready to plant what is right for the soil and the environment. So many times in raising children, you have to examine, right? What's right now? I mean, sometimes Dan and I, he's really good in the moment because I'm really upset with him or something, and I'm like, your turn. And he's really perfect for the moment. And then there's other times where he's like, rah! And I'm like, go, I'll finish. Because we have to know what soil we're nurturing at that time. You have to understand what you're speaking into, what God wants to do, what God wants to say to your kids, what God wants to say to your family, what God wants to speak. And that soil has to be nurtured and nourished, and the nutrients have to be ready for what God is doing. And the woman recognizes the soil. She says, ooh, that's right. Ooh, that's good soil. I'm going to plant right there. So she considered a field, and she bought it. You're that woman. You're the on-purpose kind of woman. I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold, so. Maybe you could find me a cough drop, Julia. She considers, it says, whether it be fit for her use. Woo! How many times does something look good, but it's not God? I consider, wait a second, this is good, but this is not God, right? This is good, but this is not God. Maybe there's that man in your life, and he looks good, but he don't like God. You gotta kick him out. Maybe there's that business deal that everything looks just right, but you don't have a piece about it. Then don't move. Don't step into it, because you don't know what's coming around the corner, but he does. Maybe there's that job that just ended for you. Woo, and you're going, where are you, God? How am I going to keep moving forward in this? God says, hold on, baby girl. I got something 10 times better for you right around the corner. You just trust me. You rest in me, and you consider that ground, and you go after it. You see, God knows what we need before we even know what we need. The fruit that affects her diligence. Ooh, I want some good fruit to come out of the diligence that I plow into that ground. I'm gonna work hard to till it. I'm gonna work hard to turn it over and to plant the seed and to see it grow. I wanna see good fruit come off those vines. What kind of fruit is producing in our lives? A Proverbs 31 kind of fruit? Yes. But I believe God wants all of us to produce a Proverbs 31 kind of fruit. And if you haven't seen it, girls, let's switch our thinking. Let's step back into who we are in Christ. Let's become what God has asked us to be and who he is. And then we will begin to see the fruit off the vine that is so beautiful and sweet. The plants, she improves the land to the best advantage. We got to go see the White House. Okay, we went to Washington, D.C. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., every American should go. It was amazing. God was everywhere. You go, what? That is crazy. Well, listen, California, we're a little in a bubble. Like, get out of California. And our problems are not their problems, and they could care less. They are not dealing with what we're dealing with over there. And we were walking down the street because we were lost. Me and the kids and Dan, and I'm just like, doo-doo, where are we? We've been walking for like 10 miles. And all of a sudden, Dan is so cheesy, he won't tell us where we are, you know? But he's like, turn around. And I'm like, oh my goodness, the White House. And I was like standing in front of the White House. And the first thing I said was, it's really not that scrap. It's, this is where he lives? We could do better. And he's like, Jess, this is the White House. I'm like, look at their lawn. So I text my mom right away, like all girls do, because he's not getting it. I'm like, have you seen the White House's lawn? And she's like, I've been there 3 times, and every time I'm like, what is wrong with them? Why are they not taking care of their grounds? You see, we look at something and we can see beauty. We look at something and we go, oh, it needs some flowers there. Oh, we need some beauty there. Ooh, let me just touch it for a second and it's gonna shine and it's gonna grow. And you see, we walk on the scene and healthiness comes on the scene when we walk on the scene. We walk on the scene and things begin to flourish. We walk on the scene and everything's okay. Have you ever just needed your mom? Just saw the Avengers movie. So all of you that thought Dan was talking on Sunday about breakthrough, no. He was talking about the Avengers. Teresa's like, he's not saved. I can't believe he didn't cry through breakthrough. I'm like, girl, we haven't seen that. We saw Avengers. Jeez. First of all, I have to say, why did they make Thor fat? Me and Pastor Dan were like, what? And I was like, no. I'm kidding. I have to make you laugh. Okay. So we're in Avengers. I don't even know what I was gonna say. Floaty thought flew out the door. Well, whatever. For those of you that seen it, I love you 3000. Okay. She improves the land and she takes it to the best advantage. We are moving on because I lost my train of thought. So it ain't spiritual. So we're moving on to what is. Okay. Number two. I am, say I am.
I am.
Prepared.
For anything.
Sometimes you don't feel that way, huh? You're like, what just happened? I feel like they just threw up all over me. Or maybe a tragedy has just collided into your life lately. Maybe you got a bad report. Maybe somebody died. Maybe your husband told you things that were traumatizing and devastating to your heart. But guess what? Did you know that you're actually prepared if you're a godly woman full of wisdom seeking God? And let me tell you why. Because all the praying and all the reading of God's word and all the times you come to church when you don't want to and all the times you drag your kids here when they say, do we have to go again? And you say, we get to go to church. We don't have to go. We get to go. All the times that you do the opposite of what you're feeling and you step out in faith. When that tragedy begins to collide in your life, when that hell starts to break loose, you're prepared. You might feel hurt, you might feel damaged, you might feel shocked, you might feel, oh my goodness, what is happening? And guess what happens? The Spirit of God begins to rise up on the inside of you and you begin to speak faith. You begin to see God's perspective on the situation. Even though hurt may be there, you're able to love in the most hurtful places. You see, you're prepared for anything. Because when you are a God kind of girl, when you are that virtuous woman like we've been talking about, you're prepared. Proverbs 31:17 says, she girds herself with strength and she strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. Yes, God. You know what that's saying to me? It's just gonna keep coming. Just gonna keep going because God has got my back. And when these things come at me, I am stronger and stronger with every fight. And that you thought you didn't make it through that fight, well, guess what? Wait for the next one because you're gonna stand a little taller this next time. And when something comes at you, you're gonna be a little stronger the next time. You know, I'm in Pilates. That's a whole nother story. They do things with their legs that I'm like, am I saved to do that? Like, am I allowed to legally do that as a pastor? But Pastor Deborah told me to go and she went with me, so I figured I was okay. So I'm in Pilates. And there's a girl next to me. I'm gonna tell on myself, okay? There's this lady next to me. She's probably older than me. Maybe, I don't know, I'm gonna make her older just because I don't know. She's 50, okay? And she's fit. And I'm like, I want to be like the one that knows what she's doing. and I want to be like her, right? So you go put yourself next to somebody that's better at things than you are, all right? And we're doing really good, we are in sync, and I'm thinking, ooh, yeah, I'm good at this class. Like, look at us. Like, we could be on one of their, like, commercial videos, you know, like, we're all perfectly in sync. And then she's like, all right, everybody up on the reformers, put your feet up on the bar, put your thing, da-da-da, roll the reformer out. And I'm like, what? I'm gonna die. Like, this thing rolls, and it's way off the ground, and you want me to do what? I can't even do a plank for, like, 2 seconds. So, it's 5 a.m, girls. Remember, I ain't saved yet. Okay, we gotta do this every day. And she's, like, perfectly in her form, and I'm thinking in my head, and I did not realize I was speaking out loud. The whole class lost it. And my instructor's like, Jessica, you're always so nice. And I'm like, I think I just lost my witness. Dang it. Talked afterwards and I did apologize. I want to be like you, I'm just jealous. That's why I said that, I'm gonna be honest. And she was like, that's okay, a year ago I wasn't here. If you keep practicing, you could do better than I can. You're younger than me. I'm like, all right. And so today, girls, today, I went to Pilates, and it is some weird plank thing again. And it's across from me. She was staring at me this time, not even next to me. We are looking in each other's eyes, and I'm thinking, she knows I'm thinking I'm gonna push her over. So, I get up, you'd be so proud of me, on my tippy toes. And I was on the bar, and I'm like going back and forth, and she's like counting slow. Now our instructor, she don't know how to count. She counts like 1, 5, 6. Oh, and then she starts talking, and she's like 7. I'm like, we did like 20 while you were talking. I should be skinnier than this, girls. But I like sweets way too much. Okay. And so it's going, and I'm going, and we're looking at each other. I'm like, mm-hmm, I see you. And she, at the end of class, she said, you did it. You did it. You got stronger. You got way stronger. And I'm like, I did. You're my best friend again. Right? So, girls, just like it took me to strengthen those muscles that I just did not even know were there. Did you know there's secret muscles everywhere? I'm like, what do you use these for? Things I don't need to know, Jesus. Okay. And you strengthen them, you get stronger. It takes a long time. It's taken me 5 months. It's Giselle in the room because Giselle is my health coach and I'm bragging, girl, I'm bragging. And so I finally made it to my goal. But am I gonna stop there? I gotta expand this. Now listen, girls, Pastor Jess ain't trying to get cute so I can put a bikini on because ain't nobody gonna see me in no bikini. I'm modest and I'm classy. But what you will see is me not buying new clothes. Hallelujah. Okay? We're gonna get back into the ones that I bought a long time ago. But you strengthen yourself. You see, she gets herself ready for what's coming. She gets herself prepared for what she doesn't know is around the corner, and that's the kind of girl that you are. And you see, God wants us to be ready and ready to go when it's time. When he says, whistling, hey girls, time for you to stand up, to rise up, to get together, and to march in, guess what happens? God says, you're ready. I watched The Avengers again, you know, it's a 3-hour movie, so I'm gonna talk about it, because I just couldn't believe something so boring went 3 hours long. I'm like, really? I got better things to do. But there was a part, Marby was in the same theater as me, just coincidence. And all of them began to assemble, all of the superheroes from, I guess, I don't know who they are, right? I kept going to Dan, who's that? Who's that? I thought they were dead. Yes, Jess, they came back. Why would they do that? That's stupid. And so while we're there, we're talking, and all of a sudden, this moment, in the movie, they all gather and they overtake the bad guy, right? And you know what happens? They yelled something. Do you know what they yelled? Assemble! And all of a sudden, they start, and I'm texting Marby, ooh, a symbol. Ooh, come on, girlfriend. This is our Women Rock Conference. We got this going. And then I'm like, but I don't want any superheroes. Like, we're going to be us. We're going to be women. We are the superhero, ready for anything coming at us. You see, God's got your back. He wants you to strengthen yourself for what's coming. Because there are things coming. It's just inevitable here on earth. God didn't promise it'd be perfect. He just promised that we'd get through it and that we'd be equipped and we'd have the tools. So girls, take care of what you need to take care of with yourself. Maybe you need to go home and you need to go, I need to start getting back on an exercise plan for myself. There are practical sides to the spiritual life. Maybe I need to discipline myself with eating. Maybe I need to tell my kids, hey guys, mom needs some time alone. I gotta go get and be with God. You guys have been stealing every moment of my life. And I need to breathe. And I gotta go be with Jesus. Do what you gotta do. Because it is all in preparation for what's coming. And what you put in now is gonna come out when you need it. And that's who she is. She perceives and she evaluates life, and she is a discernment of the capacity. Woo! I look at things and I go, what's my capacity? I look at things and I go, that's not my capacity. And the Lord, I'll hear the Holy Spirit say to me, no, 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 you can do this. No, 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 I can't. No, 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 you can. No, 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 I can't. No, 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 you can. Anybody else have those conversations with God? But when I just finally say, fine, like Napoleon Dynamite, fine. I do that to God all the time. And then I just be obedient. And guess what happens when my obedience happens? Woo, hell is broken open. And it doesn't get to mess with my kids. It doesn't get to mess in my home. He doesn't get to ruin my marriage. I woke up the other night with some demonic attack. Dan then woke up with a demonic attack. You know what I woke up? I said, oh, hell no. I'm tired. You go back right now. You don't get to play with games with my kids or my dogs or my house. I just command the guardian angels to surround my home right now and that the peace of God will fall upon it, because I've already paid and I've already prayed and this is already a done deal. And you know what happened? I fell back to sleep. I just went right back to sleep. I was all good. I don't got to fight and play with demons all night. No, we just got to tell them where to go and you got to move on, girlfriend. Okay? Because you have the authority. This is who you are. You perceive your capacity. Girls, we have something called mother's intuition. Isn't that an amazing thing? Did you know that I believe that's the Holy Spirit working in you and through you and around you? And that when you know that that teenager just snuck out that window and they go, how did you know? Well, the Holy Spirit told on you. You see, you perceive everything. You're ready for what's coming. You're ready because you know what's coming. I love what God is doing. Matthew 25, 1-3. Are we okay, girls? Am I taking too long? Julia, how am I doing on time? She don't know. Do I need to cut it down? Do I need to shut up? That's what she's telling me. I'm kidding. Okay, Matthew 25. She's like, I would never. Julia's so kind. And she has me as a boss. Okay. And then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and they went out to meet the bridegroom, Jesus. And now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. I want to be the wise ones and not the foolish ones. Now remember, God is talking about the wise woman, okay? So we're not gonna be like the foolish woman, girls, okay, while we read this. So we're the wise ones, okay? And then it says, the foolish took their lamps and they took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels, in their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they slumbered and they slept. And at midday, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. And then all the virgins arose and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Now that's expensive stuff. Have you ever bought essential oils lately? Oh my goodness. But it's totally worth it. Okay. I'm an oil girl. And this oil was expensive. This oil was valuable. This oil lit their path. This oil made a way for them to walk through this dark city and to be prepared for what it was. And they said, give it to me. How many of you got some friends like that? That are never prepared and they're moochers. Right? But you know what you gotta be? You gotta be the girl prepared for the moocher. Because God has called us to love moochers. Okay? So you're the girl prepared. But this is what she does. I'm totally kidding, girls. I just want to play. It's getting late. Okay. And it says, the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil for our lamps. But the wise answered, say, no, lest you shall not be enough for us and you. Go gather those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Girls, we got to be prepared. You got to be ready for when Jesus says, assemble! I need you right now, girls. Come on, gather up. Let's go. Are you ready? Are you prayed up? Are you spirit-filled? Come on, what's going on in your heart? What's going on in your mind? You see, we cannot be caught like the girls with no oil. We are wise women. We're going to be the girls that have our lamps full, ready to go, ready to do what God's asked of us to do. And that's what God is requiring of the Proverbs 31 woman. I am a prepared woman for anything. Number three, I am kind to others. Do not be like Pastor Jess and push people over. You are a kind woman. Proverbs 31:20 says, she extends her hand to the poor. I love this. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. What a beautiful call that God is saying to women, that it is our job to take care of the poor and the needy. Isn't that a beautiful call that God has asked us to do? To go beyond ourselves, get out of our comfort zones, take care of those that have need and that God loves and God cherishes. You know, the Bible says that the poor will always be among us. That means that we will always have a job to do here on earth, girls. And God is calling us women to love people beyond their capacity, to take care of the broken. Psalms 41, there are promises for those that love the poor and take care of them. Do you want to know what it is? This is what it says. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on the bed of illness, and you will sustain him on his sick bed. Woo! You can't afford not to give to someone else and love them. Because when you need it later, God's going to see what you had done before. And he's going to honor you. And he's going to take care of you. And he's going to get your back. Now, we don't give to get. But we give to be an example. To be a loving example of who Jesus Christ is. And we get to be his hands and his feet to those that are broken. Sometimes it's hard to go out into the streets with the rock in the streets, right? Because we're busy and we got a lot of things going on. Maybe you can't get out there. Maybe you can't get out to the FDC and volunteer when we're just distributing food. Maybe you can come over to the Resource Center once a month and you can help Pastor Joanna organize food. There's so many options here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center to help our city bring people some dignity in life that has so beaten them up. See, the poor are human. And they need to know the value of God's love for them. Because the enemy has worked really hard to make them feel that they have nothing and that they're nobody. But God is saying, you are somebody and you are valuable. And women, you are that virtuous woman that may come alongside them and say, it's okay. Here's some food. What do you need? You need me to pray for you? I've got your back. Let's pray. What do you need prayer for? And you begin to let the power of the Holy Spirit come and get on the scene. You see, you are full-time ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you are this woman. And you can do this. And God needs us to assemble, to go out beyond our borders and go love someone who isn't loved. To go take care of someone who people don't want to take care of. And that's our mission here at the Rock Church, is to love those that people don't want to love. Guess what? I'll take them, God. I love them. It's my joy to serve and to bring dignity to somebody that somebody else doesn't care about, because I know God cares so much and he loves so much, and it's my job to go and tell them how much he loves them. Mother Teresa was a woman who did this on an extended, expansive, vast valley of loving people back to life, right? And I love what she says here, because let's bring it back to our homes, girls. We may not be out in the streets, but there are broken people in our homes. And it says, it is easy to love the people far away. It is not always easy to love those close to us. It is easier to give a cup of rice to relieve hunger than to relieve the loneliness and the pain of someone unloved in our own homes. Bring love into your home, for this is where our love for each other must start. So girls, start somewhere tonight. Start somewhere. It might be someone in your family that you know that everybody's kind of ostracized and said, you know, we just can't anymore. They're just, you know, they're a lost cause. And maybe you just reach out one more time. Maybe it's that you go out into the streets with Rock on the Streets, or you go out to FTC. Let's be God's hands and his feet. Let's be kind to the brokenhearted. Let's love people beyond their ability to love us. We don't love to get it back, right? We love because God asked us to. That's the whole thing. It has nothing to do with whether they do it back or not. You go and you love and you be kind because Jesus inside of you, the great I am, is who you are. And that is what he's asking you to do as his hands and his feet. You see, go be kind. I am a kind woman to others. Number four, last but not least, I am an influencer. You might be sitting here going, nobody knows who I am. I am not an influencer. Not one person knows my name. And I like it that way. But what you don't know is somebody's watching you. Somebody. You might be in the grocery store and somebody's checking you out. I'm going, how's she going to respond to this? You might, you know, be that girl that pulls up at the grocery store and you waited for that parking spot a long time. And someone comes from the other way and they're looking at you like, I don't care what you have. My car's bigger than yours. And they're about to take your parking spot. And you can flip them the bird, or you can say, go ahead, because I'm going to be a peacemaker, right? Who are you? What is it that you are choosing to do? What is God asking us to go beyond what's comfortable? We're going to be an influencer. Your kindness is going to speak louder than you freaking out and being a jerk. It's bigger than you. It's all about him. And you are on all the time, girls. You are Proverbs 31. All the time. You don't go to bed and put her to sleep and pick her up when you want. You go to bed with her and you wake up with her. Amen. You are her every day, in and out. This is who you are. You are an influencer. Proverbs 31, 22 through 24. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine, linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. She is an influencer. She knows who she's connected to. She knows who she represents. She knows what she carries. And she's a woman who carries herself with class. Some of you are like, I am not a classy girl. I am not that girl, Pastor Jess. That doesn't mean like how we dress always. Yes, they gave us a vision of it, a picture of it. Because purple was what was royal. Gold and purple represented royalty back in those days. But you see, this girl knew that she was an influencer. Something happened to me the other day, and I'm stepping into new things that God is asking me to do. And you know, along the way, I'm questioning, God, am I doing the right thing? Am I where I need to be? Have you ever asked that question to God? Am I where I need to be? And I was finding myself getting a little raw, okay? And when I say raw, like just irritable, really frustrated about things, not as compassionate with people that were in my world. And honestly, I was probably a little bit of compassion fatigue, but I was leaving the gym and driving home. It's dark. This guy jumps out in front of my car. I'm halfway through the intersection and he is like walking so slow. Now, normally anybody else would honk their horn and drive around him like, get out of the way. What are you doing? You trying to get killed? He looked normal. He had a nice haircut. He had a nice outfit on. And he kind of just stopped and looked at me like this. And I wanted to go. Right? Like, get out of the way. But I felt the Holy Spirit go, Just stop. I could feel the Holy Spirit on me. And I was like, so I just stared at him. And he stopped and he turned. And he had blood coming down his face. And he started limping across the intersection. And I started to cry. I said, God, I would have hit him. And I would have thought that what I was doing was more important than what he just went through. Somebody beat this guy up. And God, I'm so sorry. Forgive me for not being compassionate. And God said, I need you to slow down. And I need you to hear me. Because you carry influence where you go. And I said, what? What does that have to do with this guy crossing the street? I don't carry influence. I'm just driving. And he's in the way. You know, I always got to complain to God, you know, poor God. And he says, would you look in your rearview mirror? And I looked in my rearview mirror and there were like 20 cars behind me. Just stopped waiting for the guy to cross. And they go, somebody would have hit him. They wouldn't have stopped if you didn't stop. They had to stop because you were stopped. And he goes, and once he crossed the street, the Lord says, don't take off like a crazy woman. drive slow. And I slowly began to move my car into the right lane and go where I need to. I noticed every car after me was just gently driving. It wasn't this crazy, nobody's honking at him. Nobody's acting like we're crazy and we're stupid. It was just a peaceful moment. He said, "You're an influencer. And people follow what you do. So understand what you carry, woman." And I went, "Ooh." And he goes, "This works in your family. This works with your kids. This works with your husband. This works for your church. Listen, who are you? You're an influencer. What world do you live in that people are watching you, girls? God is not a respecter of persons. He's not just talking to me. He's talking to you. You're an influencer." This Proverbs 31 woman knew who she was. She knew who she represented. She represented her husband, who I believe in these scriptures represents Jesus. You see, it says, I love this. It says, "Christ is the husband of the church and every believer. He fell in love with us. And then he asked the Father for us. And then we're betrothed to him himself. And he is kind and he is tender and he is loving and he is sympathizing as a husband to his church and his people. He nourishes and he cherishes them. He provides all things for them, and his interests for them are great. And he is known by them, and the dignity of his person and the excellence of his office." Ooh, I love that. "And the fullness of his grace. He is known by them in the relation of a husband, and he is well known to the church of God in the assembling of the saints." That's who he is. And that's who we are married to and represent. And that's who we carry. And that when we stand and we understand who our Father God is and who we represent, we can stand with class. We can stand with a boldness. We can stand with a generous hand. We can stand with the mind of wisdom and start businesses. And we can reap what God has asked us to sow and plow and watch nourish. You see, God has a plan, girls, and we are part of his story. You as moms in this room are the greatest influences in the life. You have so many little hearts and minds watching you. I love my daughter right now because I don't know where she's at. Where's my girl at? Hi, Clo-Clo. And today somebody said, "Hey, did you bring Chloe to school?" Because her hair was curly. And they were like joking that she looks like her mom. And I was like, you look like me. Because we are alike, right? I love when people say, "Oh, you're like your mom." I'm like, thank you. That's a compliment. Because she was my great influence. And now I get to be Chloe's great influence. You see, who are you as a mom? You're an incredible influence. What you say and what you do is being watched, and God wants you to do it well. I love this story. And it says, "Many people have been richly blessed by what they have learned on their mother's knee. Consider John and Charles Wesley. Their names would probably never be lightened on the pages of history if it hadn't been for the godly mother who taught them the law of love, and Christian witness was to be their daily guide. Susanna Wesley spent 1 hour each day praying for her, get this, 17 children. Woo, she's a hero. In addition, she took each child aside for an hour every week to discuss spiritual things and matters. No wonder John and Charles were used of God to bring blessing around the world. Here are a few rules she followed in training her children." You guys want to know what they were? "Subdue self-will in a child and work together with God." I love that. "Teach him to pray as soon as he can speak." Come on. You got to teach your kid to pray. "Give them nothing when they cry for it, and only what is good for him if he asks for it politely. To prevent lying, punish no fault that is freely confessed, but never allow a rebellious, sinful act to go unchecked. Commend and reward good behavior, and strictly observe all promises you have made to your child. Let us honor our godly mothers today, not only with the words of praise for them, but the lives that they reflect and impact with their holy influence." Girls, you carry a holy influence, you Proverbs 31 woman, you. And no matter how old you are, and listen to me, young girls, no matter how young you are influencing your generation, your culture, the ones above you and the ones below you. My daughter teaches me daily the goodness of God. And I know that she stands for righteousness in a world that doesn't anymore. And you see, the older women, you say, they don't want to hear what I have to say. Guess what? We really do. We really do want to hear what you have to say. So please don't check out on us, because we need your wisdom. We need to glean from what it is you've already lived. And we need to know what God has poured into you so that we can go further and farther with the kingdom and with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, you are a Proverbs 31 girl who is an influencer. God loves you so much. And God has said four things about us. You ready to go over them again? I want you to say them out loud. I am. An on-purpose woman. I am a woman who's prepared for anything. I am a kind woman. And I am an influencer. Can I give you some application for yourself this week? I want you guys to go home and I want you to write some things down. Can you do this for me? And I want you to write some goals for these four points that we just talked about. Goals for yourself. Things that maybe you wouldn't say about yourself. Maybe you're not, you know, usually one to brag on yourself, but I want you to brag on yourself, okay? And I want you to write down some of your victories, okay? These are victory goals. And maybe you say, I was kind to this person today when I've not been so kind to them before. That's a victory. That's a win. Maybe you forgive. Maybe I forgave this person. Even when they were hurting me, I forgave them anyways. I chose to forgive. That's a win. Maybe you made meals for your family and you haven't cooked in ages. Hey, that's a win, girlfriend. Go for it. Right? Like, what are some of your goals? What are some things that you've lost and you have not counted the victories, but you only look at the negatives? I want you to go back and see yourself through the Proverbs 31 eyes and be the woman God has called you to be. Can you do that for yourself this week? You be your cheerleader, yes? Awesome. Did you guys get something from God's word today?
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.